This is a Gathering Heritage project interview recorded in County Louth in Ireland.
The first of my two teenage love stories I am going to tell you now. Way, way back when I was at the Friary, and I used to see this girl, let's just call her Mary, and she lived down the Avenue Road, down by St. Alphonse's Road. Now, I don't know what age, I would have been probably 13 or so, and fell madly in love with her. Never spoke to her, of course, but just fell, you know, the way, what did they call it now, a crush or something? But anyway, what the nearest I ever got to speak to her was when we would be coming home from school, she would go over Hill Street Bridge and down by the Falchi Guest House on down the Avenue Road. But I would be walking as slow as I could behind her to keep up, just to not think that I was in the same street where you live, as the fella says in the song. But anyway, she would then go home, and I would then wait until the next day. And if she wasn't there, or if I couldn't be there, I was actually disappointed. Never told anybody, of course. And then she disappeared, and I heard that she left town. The whole family had left town. Then, years and years later, my sister Breda, who has just unfortunately died recently, but Breda was living in London. And one day she got a rap at the door, and this lady was there, and she said, "Would you like to come in to my housewarming party tomorrow?" And they were moving into the house. And Breda said yes, and her and the husband went in to the house. They were sitting round a table. And this other woman that was just a member of the party that came to the house, and she said, Are you from Ireland? To Breda. And Breda says, "Yeah, I am. And what part of you are you from Ireland? What part do you come from?" "I come from Hill Street." "Oh, do you? All right. And what's your name?" And she said, "My name is Breda Lee." And she says, "Isn't that a hell of a coincidence?" She says, "Because years and years ago, when I was only a kid at the Friary School, I was madly in love with this fella called Harry Lee. And I used to walk slowly when I was going home, hoping that he might even say hello to me. And when I got up to the top of Hillsview Bridge, I had no choice but to cross over. But I never actually forgot him." And how is Harry doing?" And Breda said, "Oh, he's fine. He's grand. Well, will you tell him that I send him a love, and that I am one that got away?" Now, the second love story that I have, my teenage love story that I have for you, is, as most people will know, I was involved, did a bit of Irish dancing down in the Gaelic League Hall. And we used to go to a Cayley then, probably once every month, I think it was on. But I was a member of an eight-hand reel team, and there was four boys and four girls in it, and the four of us were actually going out with one of the girls each. So it was very handy, actually, dancing and then going out with them. But that was the first time that I met Franny, and she was in the team. She was a very good dancer. And the next thing was, I plucked up the courage to ask her, would she come out on a date? Now, I never asked anyone in my life until then, even though I knew her because she was in the team. So anyway, she said, "Yeah, I'd like to go out." Now, we were only probably, 16 at the time, not even 16. And the next thing was, anyway, we decided that we would go to the Cayley the following week in the Gaelic League Hall. And she said, "Yeah, I'd like that." And I said, "Well, I tell you what, I'll meet you at McDonald's shop," which is just the wee shop that's outside the Gaelic League. So anyway, I said that naturally I had no money at the time, but I got a few bob from the boys to because I wanted to be very, very posh and not let her know that I hadn't a halfpenny. And they gave me a loan of money, and I decided that I would pay in for her, the last of the big spenders. Anyway, I was standing waiting at the wall, and she comes up, and I said, we better go in because it's about to start. And when she went up to the box office, I said, no, I pay for this ticket. And I gave the money in, and no, she said, thank you very much. And anyway, we danced and everything the whole night. We had a great time. And I was thinking to myself, now, all the time, you know, what am I going to do when I walk home? I knew she lived down McSweeney Street. And what will I do? Will I go with her or what? But anyway, I decided that I'd wait until I would go outside after the K, when she went and got her coat. And when I went outside, there was her father waiting on her. And what did he say? What did he do, rather? He put her on the bar of the bike and took her home. But I still got off my mark with her, because we got married about 5 or 6 years later. Two wee memories from my teenage love years.
Listen to lots more epic interviews at GatheringHeritage.com.